We rang.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that when they'd make a lamp themselves like that?
Continuing his story.
Did you ever hear it called a bottle lamp?
A barber lamp.
Bottle lamp or a flambeau?
You know, I know where it goes from.
What about them? Say, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring him the clothes and say, "Now here."
Bring in your clothes?
Uh-huh. And tell him, "Here. Your clothes here."
If somebody was bring your clothes in?
Well, say a child's learning to dress himself.
Oh, learn how to dress yourself.
Uh-huh. So the mother would bring in the clothes
and say, "Now here," and show him and let him put them on himself.
But she hands them to him and she said, "Now here, your clothes here."
The first thing he put on his underclothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put on his top clothes.
Mm-hmm. But when she hands them to him, she tells him, "Now here."
Here is your clothes.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, "Well, you don't need to be scared, I. What gonna hurt you, I?"
But if you carry him to the dentist, you say?
Yeah, say if you carry a child to the dentist and he's scared of the dentist, you know, the dentist might tell him, "Now you don't need to be scared, I. What gonna hurt you, I?"
Well, the dentist, then he takes, he puts some medicine to deaden the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They pull the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Say if I ask you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it." If I ask you, "Was that you that I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it."
You said you went to town.
Say if I ask you, "Was it you that I saw in town yesterday?"
Oh, that's right.
You might answer, "Well, no, it."
And I said, "You must have saw me."
Uh-huh. Or if you didn't go into town, you'd say, "Well."
I wasn't in town.
So it what?
If she said you saw me in town, I said, "Well, I wasn't in town.
Uh-huh. I said, "Well, I thought that."
And she said, "I thought they were you."
Uh-huh. But you'd say, "Well, no, it."
It wasn't me.
Uh-huh. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
I'm trying to think. That's a sample.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sample.
And something that a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
A house pool.
Or something that...
House pool.
An apron.
Uh-huh. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a... What this is.
A pencil.
Uh-huh. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...